Tafnun Gimel Amid Aleph. We'll begin Nun Beis Amid Beis, five lines from the bottom with the two dots. Ein Mevorchen. Bishlamaner Mishum Dele Shavas. So the Mishnah said that we don't make a Borim Reish, we don't make a Ner of an Akum, out of a Goy, we don't make a Borim Reish on that type of Ner. So Bishlama, we understand why not Ner, because Dele Shavas. Because the Malacha was Dalet. We make a Borei Meiresh only on a Ner that was Shavas, a Ner that a Malacha wasn't done. A Goy, so he presumably lit the Ner on Shavas, and presumably therefore a Malacha was done. Rashi adds on that the light, he did a Malacha with the light. The light was used for him to do his There are various tasks, including malachas. So it came out, according to Rashi, that even if he lit the Ner before Shabbos, but since it was used to perform malachas on Shabbos, it would still be also to make a Bor Mireish on that Ner. That is a discussion in the Paiskim. There's different shitas regarding that. If it's specifically if the Goy lit the Ner on Shabbos, or even if he used that Ner that was lit before Shabbos, if he used it on Shabbos for malachas. So in any event, we understand that the Ner of a Goy, that you cannot make a Bor Mireish, Mishum Tele Shabbos. Ela Besomim, my time loy, but why can we not use the Besomim of an Akum? Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, Hacha, B'Mesibas, Ayv Dekhav Maskinen. It's talking with the Mesiba of Avir's Kechavim, of their Seuda, Mipnei, She, because when they make a mesibah, stam is levayda zora, and therefore it's a besomim that was used for levayda zora. Frank the Gemara, what do you mean about mektana seifa in mevarchem loy laner v'la besam shel levayda zora? The seifa says you're not mevarchem the nebs of levayda zora. Mechlal the reisha lava levayda zora skina, and doesn't that show you that it's the reisha is not levayda zora? He answers, Matam Kamar, Matam Imavorkam Loyal Nervalav, some shall have. What is the reason? Matam, what is the reason of the ratio that says you can't make it on the Nerb Sam Shalakum, Ignatius, Stam is the Mesiba, Savikachum, Lavidazoram. Ton Rabbanan, Or Sheshavas Mavorkam. So this is the principle we just mentioned, that an Or Sheshavas, where Malacha was not done with it, then Mavorkam, Shalay Shavas, and Mavorkam. But otherwise, you cannot make the Bor Mireish. My Shavas or my Loi Shavas. What is the meaning of that? If you mean to say that if any malacha was done with that ner, you can't make a brocha. Meaning, and even if it's a malacha for hetter, afilu malacha dehetera. Aye, how could you say that? Vatanya ur shalchai v'shalchai l'mevorchen alav. If they lit the candle, the light, for the purposes of a woman who was in childbirth, or a choyla, that they needed the light, so it's mutter for those purposes, it's mutter, it's pikuach nefesh. So there's no issue is done. And the Bryce says, you could make that bracha on that. So that can't be what it means. So Amar of Nachmar Yitzchak, my shavs, your shavs, machavs, v'lachas avera. What it means is that only a light that was Shabbos from Malachas Avera, that no Avera was done with this or. It was not lit on Shabbos. Or like Rashi says, the light was not used for a Malachas Yisr. Only that type of light that was not used for Malachas Avera can you make the Bor Mireish. But if it was used for Malachas Avera, you cannot. Tanya Namehachi Yashashi Shahaisa Doi Lekas Vailekas Kolayam Kulam. If you had a lantern, they had light, so you lit it Erev Shabbos, and it was burning the whole Shabbos, and Motzei Shabbos, Mevorkam Alav, Motzei Shabbos, you could make the bracha on it, you could make the bracha on Motzei Shabbos. So this is what is commonplace, that if you have a Yahrzeit candle, it was lit before Shabbos, it was burning the whole Shabbos, you can make a Bor Mireish. Ton Rabbanan, Nochri Shehidlik Mi Yisrael, Yisrael Shehidlik Mi Nochri. So Yisrael had a candle burning. So his candle was lit before Shabbos. And Nochri comes along and lights it from after Shabbos. He lights it from the Yisrael. Or A goy had the candle that was burning on Shabbos, so he lit it on Shabbos. Matzai Shabbos, the Yisrael lights his candle from the goy's. Mevorach malav. In both those cases, you can make the brach. But nachri nachri mevorach malav. But a nachri lighting it from another nachri, you cannot make the brach on that. So the Gemara Maishna, Nachmi Nachri Deloi, well, one Nachri lights it from another one, you can't make the bracha. Now, even though the second one is being lit, Motzai Shabbos, after Shabbos, you still cannot make the bracha. So what's the reason for that? So Maishna, Nachmi Lamishum Deloi Shavas, because you say the original source of light was the guys who lit it on Shabbos, it was Loi Shabbos. Yach, Yisrael mi Nachri, Nami, Loi Shabbos. So then the Yid, if he lights it from a Nachri, still it's the same thing, isn't it? The original source of the light was Loi Shabbos, it was lit on Shabbos. So what's the difference? Well, maybe you'll say no. The original source of light is gone. That was lit at the moment, and that source of light is gone, and now we only consider the second one. Maybe you'll say that's the pshat, and therefore the Yisrael Meinachri, we disregard the original source of the light, and we only look at now the second source of the light. Now obviously, as Tosis points out, this will not resolve the issue, because then why is a Nachri Meinachri, why is it also? So this is really, we could ask, Minei Ubei, then what's the difference? So why Yisrael Minachri is mutter and a Nachri Minachri is also should also be mutter? But the Gemara now goes and proves conclusively, as we'll see later, we could be doicha that raya, but the Gemara proves conclusively from the following brayos, Tosfos says that no, we do not consider the original source of light as being non-existent. So maybe you'll say the original source is gone and now this is a new, considered a new fire. And when the Yisrael lights it from the Nachri, it's created in the hands of the Yisrael and we disregard the previous light. No, Allah, you can't say that. If a person puts and brings out a flame on Shabbos, from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim. So he's carrying the flame. So that's Hoitzot, that's carrying. He's Chayiv. He's Chayiv for that. Now, if that's the case, why should it be Chayiv? Am I Chayiv? Why should it be Chayiv? Masha Akar Lo Hiniach. If you disregard the original light, now, Hoitzot can only be on the same item that you had in Akira. You uprooted it from its original sword where it was originally resting, where it was originally Nach, and you brought it out into the other domain, into the other Shus, and put it down there. Now, if you're going to disregard the original light, the original flame, then you only had a half of the Malach of Hoitzot. What was picked up is not the same thing that was put down. What was put down is not the same what was picked up. Hoitzot means that you're carrying an item, you pick it up, you do an Akira from Rishus HaYachid, and you take it out to the Rishus HaRabim, to the public domain, and you put it down there. It has to be the same article. It has to be the same chafetz, otherwise it's only a half of a Hoitzot. There's an Akira without an Anacha, Anacha without an Akira. Now here it says he's Chayiv. So apparently we cannot disregard the original flame. We don't say the original flame is non-existent. So Atlanya might see shall have Zlushus a Chayiv, and my Chayiv, my Shakar lo yinich, my Shinich lo yakir, elelo ilam disra nami isa. You must say that the Yisr, the original Yisr, still is here. Now, when the Yid lights it from the Goy, it's not that the original flame of the Goy is non-existent, but the bracha that he's making is on the addition that the Yid made, and he lit that Motzai Shabbos. That's why Yisrael Minachri, you can make the bracha. Well, Yach, if that's the case, Nachri Minachri, Nami. Then, Nachri Minachri, Nami. Say the same thing. The original source of light, the goyis that lit it on Shabbos, he's not making the bracha on that. He's making the bracha on the Tosefes, the addition, which the second Nachri lit after Shabbos. So why should it be also? Why can't he make a bracha on it? Or in Hachanami? Yeah. Really, Mikra, then you could, because that's how we view it. However, we say in Nachri Nachri, you can't, because Gzera Mishum Nachri Rishon V'Amar Rishon, because we're guys, if we allow you to make the bracha on Nachri Manachri, you might come to make the bracha even on the first Nachri. You might think that a guy's, a Nachri's light is Motor and come to make a bracha on Ner that wasn't Shava. So therefore, it's a Gzera, but really, Mikir Din, it should be Mutter.
If a person was going outside the city, and he raw, or he saw the light, he saw fire.
If most of the people in the city are Nachrim, you don't get a bracha. We have to assume that this fire came from a Nachri, and which you cannot make a bracha on that, and that light.
But if most of the people are Yisrael, then you could make bracha.
Frank the Gemara Gufakasha, it seems to be a contradiction. Amradim Roy Nachrim Einam Mevorach.
If the majority are Nachrim, you can don't make the bracha.
Which implies on Mechsal Mechsal Mevorach that it would be 50-50 that you couldn't make the bracha.
The Hagatanim Roy Yisrael Mevorach.
Then it says in the Sefer, if the majority is Yisrael, you make a bracha.
Ha Mechsal Mechsal Einam Mevorach,
which implies that 50-50, you don't make a bracha. So what is the din if it's 50% Yisrael, 50% Nochem? Do you make the bracha or do you not?
More answers, Bedinu Dafilo Mechsal Mechsa Nami Mevorach.
Really, if it's 50-50, you should be able to make the bracha.
Va'ayda Tana Reisha Rav Nachrim Tana Seifa Rav Yisrael.
But really, even if it's not Rav Yisrael, even if it's Mechsa Yisrael, 50-50, you still make the bracha. So the Reisha is the one that we are saying is Meduik, is Davka. If it's Rav Nachrim, a majority of Nachrim, you don't make the bracha. But if it's Mechsa Yisrael, Mechsa Nachrim, 50-50, 50%, 50%, then you do make the bracha. So the question arises, why should you make a bracha if it's 50% Yisrael and Nachrim? It's a sofik. It's not a majority, so it's a sofik. You don't know if it is or isn't. So why should you be able to make the bracha on that case, whether it's 50%? The Ritva answer is because even on the 50% of Nachrim, perhaps there is light that will shavas. So therefore, we can assume the majority of the light, the fire that was burning over there, would come from a source of Ur Sheshavas. Either it's Yisrael, which was not, the Melacha was not done on Shabbos, or even a Nochri, some of the Nochrim didn't do it on Shabbos. They would have done it either before Shabbos or after Shabbos. So therefore, we are saying it's Mutter.
Tor Banayim Malchutz Lekrach. If he went outside the city, saw a child with a torch in his hand,
he examines the case, if he's a Yid,
then you can make the bracha.
But if he's a Nachri, you do not make the bracha.
So, what
is a child? Anybody who's holding the torch of light, you check. Is it a Goy? Is it Yisrael? If it's Yisrael, you make the bracha.
Mayir Tinek, I feel like God will know me.
We're talking over here where it's right after Shabbos. It's immediately after Shabbos. If it's a Godel, you assume that it's a Nochri, because a Yid would not light the fire immediately after Shabbos. He would wait. He wouldn't light it right after. He wouldn't light it Samach L'Shkiyah. Tinak, but a child is not so careful. Therefore, it's not davka. We wouldn't necessarily say that he's davka nachri. There, in Yisrael, we kriv nachet, and he happened to light it early. He happened not to wait. So there, you examine it. But if it's a gadol, don't even bother examining it. We would assume that it's a nachri.
If he's going outside the city, and he sees a fire,
if it's a thick fire, strong fire, like was the type of fire that's burning from a furnace, then you can make the bracha. Otherwise, you can't. Now, what's underlying this halacha is that the Bor Meresh, this is a new dimension now, a new aspect of the halacha is that you only make the bracha on fire that was lit for purposes of light. If it was for purposes of cooking, if it was purposes of refining, these types of things, you don't make a bracha on that type of fire. It's only a fire that was made for the purposes of light. So therefore, if you see a thick or strong fire, like the type that comes out of a kivshin, you can assume that it's from a kivshin, from a furnace, and it's mut. Otherwise, perhaps it's from an oven, which was used for cooking, and you cannot make the bracha. So the more we'll refine this, Tana Chada, Ur Shel Kivshin Mevorach Malav, we learned in one brisa that you do make the bracha on the light of the furnace, V'tan Yidach En Mevorach Malav, that you don't. Loikasha from the Gemara, it's not a kasha, but chila b'seif. Now the furnace itself. So the furnace is normally not used for light. So why can you make the bracha on a furnace? So Gemara says, if it's betchila at the beginning of when they would light the fire, they fire up the furnace, there it's not used for light. There it's used, they used to, in those days, they used to take stones and they used to burn the stones to make lime. So that's not used for light. You cannot make the bracha on that. But besides, at the end, then after they already done their refining and created their lime, they keep the fire going for light. That type of fire you could make the bracha. So we learned one brisa that the light of an oven or a small oven, you could make the bracha. We learned another brisa, you cannot. More like kasha. Same idea. Betchila, they use it for baking or for cooking. At the end, they keep it going for the fire, for the light, and that you can use for the bracha. The light that was used in a shul or base medrash, you could make the bracha. But another bray says you can't. If it was lit, if there's an autumn chashev, it would be lit for the honor of this prominent person. So it's not made for light, it's made for kavod. There you cannot make the bracha. But if it's no autumn chashev, it's made for light, for the use the light that they use for neris in a shul, for purposes of reading, of learning and davening, that you could make the bracha. Vibay same alternatively havadi garm choshev, even there is an al chosh in both cases, v'loikash ha'di'ika chazna, ha'dalek ha'chazna, if there is a shamas in the shul, now, even if they lit the light for the purpose of the adam choshev, but if it's also being used for the purpose of the shamas, then it's being used for light. If it has a dual purpose, you can still make the bracha as long as it's also being used for light. The boy same alternatively, havadika chazana, in both cases, you can say where there is a shamas. But like kasha, it's not a kasha, hadika sira, hadalika sira. If there's enough light from the moon, so therefore the candle is not being lit for the shamas. He has enough light anyway. So therefore, it's only being lit for the Adam Choshev, it's only being lit for Kavod, you cannot make a bracha on that candle. But if the Ur was lit for Kavod, and there's not enough light for the moon for the Shamas, then the light from the Ur, from the candle, is being lit not exclusively for the Adam Choshev, it's being also lit for the Chazan, for the Shamas, and therefore, you could make a bracha on that Ur, on that candle, because it's being used for light as well. So Rabbanu Yosef in the base of Medrash, they were sitting in the base of Medrash, heavy or lifneim, and it was Motzei Shabbos. He brought the light for them to make the bar mereish. By Shalai Omrim, Kol Echad VeEchad Mevarach LaAtzmai. He says each one makes his own bar mereish. They don't do it collectively. So each one, he has the candle, he makes his own bracha. When Beis Hillel Omrim, they say no. Echad Mevarach LaKulan. One makes a bracha for all of them. Mishum Shenamra BeRoivam Hadras Melach. The glory for the king is when there's the multitudes of his nation, they're coming together. Here also, it's bigger kavod shemayim when they make the bracha all together. So Bishlama Beis Hillel Mefarshit Taima. So Beis Hillel explains the reason why, because it says Breiva, Ela Beis Shammai, my time. Why does Beis Shammai say each one make it separately? Why should they say that? Because the time that it takes to collect everybody together, it'll be bittul taira. So they say rather forgo bravam hadras melech. So there should not be this bittul taira. Tanya nami hachi shal beis rabbi gamliel lo yaimrei marpe beis medrash. Over there, they were so makbid not to waste any time. There shouldn't be any bittul taira that they didn't even say. They didn't even say labriya gazuntait. They didn't even say marpe when a person sneezed. Mibnei bittul beis medrash. So the Mishnah continues and says, "Ein mevarach meloyel aner v'loy b'samim shel mesim." The light and the b'samim that's used for the mes, you don't make a bracha on either of them. So my time, why is that so? Because ner l'kavod v'davin. Because the ner is not made for light, like we said before. You only make a bracha on the ner that's made for light, and this is made for the kavod of the mes. And b'samim lavur reichu davida, and b'samim is not made for it to smell the fragrance. It's made just to remove, to nullify the odor that comes from the mace. So it's really not used to smell the psalm. It's just used to camouflage the odor from the mace. If they bring out a nair for the mes, and if they would bring that nair, whether it's day or night, so that shows you that it's not used for light, because they would do it on the daytime as well. They're only doing it for kavod in mevarach melav. You don't make a brach on that because it's not used for light. But the whole shein would seem lefon of ela belaila. But if it's only a nair that's brought out at nighttime, so that shows you it's not for kavod, it's being used for light, mevarach melav. Then you do make the bracha. Amar avuna besamim shall beis akise, the besamim that's used in the beis akise v'shem and asalav rezazuma. So both of these things are not used for the positive purposes. They're not used for the purposes of the fragrance. They're used to camouflage or to remove the grease from the hands. Ein mevarach melav. You don't make a bracha on these types of, on the this besamim or this oil. So you mean to say when it's not made for the fragrance, you don't make the bracha. I'll ask you a question. If you go into a perfume shop and you smell the fragrance from the perfume in the shop, even if he sat there the whole day, you only make one bracha because there's no hesachadas, there's no interruption, there's no hefseg. He smelled, he made the bracha, and it's as if a person would be sipping and a drink, eating something the entire day without interruption. One bracha would suffice. But nechnas v'yaitzev, he goes in and out. Then mevarachal kol pam. Every time he re-enters the store, he is considered now starting fresh, starting anew, and he has to make a new bracha. Now, they don't have the perfume there. It's not for the purposes of giving fragrance. It's not for the purpose that people should smell the fragrance. It's being sold in the store. And Mamela, automatically, inevitably, there is a fragrance. But it's not being put out for a fragrance for people to smell. It's not made for Reyach. It's made to be sold. It just happens to be, it's inevitable that there's going to be the fragrance from the Samim, if the Samim were there. And you say, you see that you do make the bracha. So it seems to be that even where the summer is not for the fragrance, you still make the bracha. The Gemara says, no, in l'reicha nami hu davira, it is made for the reicha. Ki hecha d'nircha inshe v'nese v'nizmina. The shopkeeper, he wants the people to smell the fragrance. He wants people to smell the fragrance of it and be enticed to buy it. So it's made for a positive purpose. That's his marketing. That's his advertising in order to get people to buy it. So therefore, it is made for fragrance. And that's why you make the bracha. He went outside the city and he smelled the fragrance. If majority of Yucham, he does not make a bracha on that fragrance. Im Rav Yisrael Mevorach, if there's a Rav Yisrael, he does. Rav Yosi Amar Afilu Rav Yisrael, Nami Enu Mevorach. Even if there's a Rav Yisrael, he does not make the bracha. Mivnei Shebino Yisrael Mekatsu L'Kshavim. Because there are Bino Yisrael that use this and burn it for their kshavim, for their witchcraft, for their sorcery, which is Osir, and you can't make a bracha on Reach Shel Isur. Affecting or Atakulu L'Kshavim Mekatsu. Do they all use it for that purpose? So why should you say that? They don't all use it for that purpose? But the Gemara says, "Havale miyut l'kshafim." It's a miyut. It's true. It's only a miyut, a minority that use kshafim. Umiyut nam legamres akelim, and a miyut also use it for legamres akelim, to perfume the kelim, to give a good aroma, a good odor for their kelim. So they use it for that purpose, which is also not for the reyach itself. And therefore, ishtakach, it comes out, ruba delav, l'reach, l'recha, avid. It comes out that the majority is not made for the fragrance, v'chol ruba delav, l'recha, avid, lo mevarech. And therefore, you can't make the bracha, because you have a roiv that is not for fragrance. Meaning, as Rosh Hashanah explains, you have a miyut ukshof. You have another miyut of legamra sekelim, to give a fragrance for the kelim. Now that's not a roiv, but you also have the oddik chachovin. So taking that all into account, you have a roiv de lav reich abida. And if it's lav reich, you don't make the bracha. Amar Rav Chiya bar Rava, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Halach bar Rabbi Shabbos b'Tveria. One goes, Rabbi Shabbos in Tveria, Matzoi Shabbos b'Tzipori, and Matzoi Shabbos b'Tzipori, v'hiriach reich, and he smelled the fragrance. Ein mevorach, he does not, at those times, he does not make a bracha on the fragrance, m'nei shechaz kalsa, and also l'gamra sekela, because those are the times that they use it legamra kalim. Is very common and frequent. We can assume it was used legamra sekalim and not used for the fragrance, and therefore you cannot make a bracha on at those times because it's not made for the fragrance. Tan rabbanu mahalach b'shuk shel akum, he's going to the marketplace for a goy nisratzel hariach, and he wanted to smell it. Now it's an akam eshuk shel akam. You know it's used for avodah zarah. Harei zeh choyta, is considered to be a choyta if he does it for that purpose.